As you've been hearing earlier today, the Associated Press called Pennsylvania for Democrat Joe Biden, but the ballots continue to be counted in Allegheny County. I'm WESA Managing Editor Larkin Page Jacobs, and I'm joined by WESA Government and Accountability Reporter Lucy Perkins, who's been following the electorate and the voting process here and across the state for quite some time. Hello, Lucy.
Hi, Larkin.
I think a lot of people were wondering when the race would be called in Pennsylvania. Can you talk about the threshold that Biden crossed that triggered that call?
Yeah. So as you mentioned, the Associated Press called Pennsylvania earlier today, and there are still votes to count, but that key threshold is the 0.5 percentage point mark. So in Pennsylvania, there's an automatic recount when an election is under 0.5%, when those races are obviously very close. We are still waiting on tens of thousands of votes, but Biden crossed that 0.5 percentage point threshold. So it does not trigger an automatic recount. And we expect more mail-in ballots as they're counted throughout the weekend to lean toward Biden as they have been.
When would you estimate that Allegheny County finishes its count?
That's hard to say. This weekend, what they're doing is they're finishing up counting ballots that were reissued to voters in October, and then they need to move to provisional ballots, which are used when a voter encounters a problem with voting at the polls. So that process, and they expect to have, you know, at least 15,000 provisional ballots, that process could play out for a number of days.
Okay, so zooming in a little bit, to the individual voters. I know you've been talking with them in southwestern Pennsylvania for some time. And I was just wondering, is there any one or two issues that stand out as potential reasons Pennsylvania flipped back to blue this election? I'm sure a lot of people are curious about that.
Yeah, that's a good question. And, you know, I've been talking to voters all year, and I am hesitant to make assumptions about, you know, broad swaths of voters out here. But I think a really key point is organizing that's been happening since 2016 when President Trump was elected. I know that there's been a lot of organizing out in the Pittsburgh suburbs and surrounding counties, largely done by white suburban women who had kind of a political awakening back in 2016. And I've talked to voters, you know, all year and checked in with them again right before the election. And I said, how are you feeling? Does this feel different? And notably, you know, several have said, well, I wasn't really engaged in 2016 and now I am. So I think, you know, that in and of itself, the engagement is really key here.
Now, President Trump has promised legal action and wondering if there's anything pending in the courts or that could be coming down the pipeline that could undo the outcome in Pennsylvania.
Right. So legal action is a key part of President Trump's strategy here. One lawsuit here in Pennsylvania has to do with whether or not elections divisions will be allowed to count mail-in ballots that were postmarked by Election Day, November 3rd, but received before 5 p.m. on Friday, November 6th. The Secretary of State, Kathy Buchvar, instructed counties early on to separate those ballots and not count them right away in case, you know, a court decision changed whether or not those would be allowed to be counted. But here in Allegheny County yesterday, our elections division announced that date between November 3rd and November 6th, the county only received, between 950 and 1,000 ballots. I think it was maybe 947 ballots. So that's a pretty negligible amount of votes as we're seeing Biden's lead continue to grow here.
Okay. Well, thanks for talking to me, Lucy. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too, Larkin.
And that was Government and Accountability reporter Lucy Perkins. I'm Larkin Page Jacobs, and this is 90.5 WESA.